Welcome to Mugside. As Mother's Day gets closer, we're taking a look at something most of us experience pretty often, even if we don't always pause to think about it. You know what I'm talking about, that connection. The one between coffee, our daily rituals, and the bond we share with our moms.
Right. It's one of those things that sneaks up on you. And Opaka Coffee actually shared some really interesting thoughts about it. They've been exploring how coffee plays a role in mother-child relationships and traditions. It's surprisingly emotional stuff.
Yeah, it really is. The goal today is to help you recognize the meaning behind those everyday coffee moments and maybe even inspire you to create something a little more special this Mother's Day.
So let's get into it. First up, the language of coffee love. Isn't it wild how something as simple as making coffee can say so much? It's like a whole unspoken language of care.
Exactly. Opaka released a series of poems to celebrate Mother's Day, and one of them has this beautiful line, "Every pour over was a silent, I love you." That hit me, and just the idea that love can live in the smallest, quietest routines.
Yeah, like a kind of daily affirmation. Not always in words, but in action. And there's something about the way moms make coffee. It's like they just know the timing, the smell, the feel. It's this rhythm they carry without even thinking about it.
Totally. The poems even highlight the sensory details, freshly ground beans, the aroma, that swirl of steam. All those little things anchor the memory, make it vivid.
Which takes us to our next point, mug by mug. These little rituals actually build something lasting. Like starting Mother's Day with coffee, even if you're on opposite coasts, even if it's just a video call, it keeps the connection alive.
Absolutely. These routines turn into traditions, and those traditions shape how we experience care and how we pass it on. There's this great quote from an Opaka customer, Andrea M., she said, "Every Sunday, my mom and I would sit on the porch with our mugs. We didn't say much, but we didn't have to."
That's so perfect. It's the power of presence, the comfort of just being together, even in silence.
So what can we take from all this? Well, Opaka has a great blog post called DIY Coffee Gifts for Mom, Personalize Her Coffee Experience. It's packed with easy, thoughtful ideas, from handwritten poems to custom coffee blends, ways to make that cup feel extra special.
And if you're planning a Mother's Day brunch, definitely check out their other post, 3 Elegant Coffee Pairings for a Meaningful Mother's Day Brunch. It's got some creative combos that bring a little luxury to the table without making it complicated. In the end, it all comes back to connection. Sharing a cup, slowing down, showing up, that's the real gift.
Yeah, an invitation for slow mornings, long chats, and being fully present. It's not just about the coffee, it's about the intention behind it. Maybe this year, instead of a last-minute gift, you offer something a little deeper, a shared ritual, a memory in the making.
So here's something to think about as we wrap up. What other everyday rituals in your life might be carrying quiet messages of love and connection? What simple acts are shaping your most meaningful bonds?
Thanks for spending time with us today. Whether you're planning something special for Mother's Day or just reflecting on those coffee memories, we hope this episode helped you see the beauty in the little things.
And if you're inspired to create your own ritual, poem, or moment, check out Opaka's latest blog posts for ideas. Sometimes a cup of coffee is all it takes to say what words can't. This was today's Mugside episode, where every sip tells a story. We'll see you next week for another cup.